I was going to ask you that with your mother having this new job, how did she feel about having made that change?
Well, she wasn't happy with it, and she had a supervisor that was kind of hard to get along with. And of course, after being your own boss all your life, it's kind of hard to have somebody telling you what to do. And she wasn't really happy there, but for the time being, why, that was what was there to do. And later on, after Paul and I were married, and why, she went back to Geneva. I can't remember in years when that was, you know, but she and Graham went back to Geneva, and opened up a shop again, in a smaller shop, and while she didn't do all that great, why, at least, you know, it was, you know, they made a living there, and then she married a second time in 1929. In fact, I don't know just when it was, because that was when I wasn't there then, you know. And she turned out it was a very disastrous affair, but she closed her shop again, and I can't just remember just how long she'd had it open and all. And later on, she came out to California with her husband then.
So when, if you were in 27, you were still living in Cleveland.
I was there just about a year before I got married.
Now, before you met your husband, had you done much dating?
No, not really. There was a fellow that I went with back in Geneva. He was older than I was, and he was kind of a drifter, I think, and I know Mama didn't want me to go with him, although she didn't just say I couldn't, you know. And I think he was about maybe 3 years older than I was, and he kind of drifted in town. Nobody knew much about him. During the season, he worked on the lake. That was one thing that some of the fellows used to go and work on the lake boats, you know. And so he was gone, wasn't around a lot of the time, so. There was a lot of traffic on the lakes, you know, the oar boats, I suppose, had different kinds of freight. I don't remember now whether he was on one of the oar boats or what. I think he worked in the galley.
So that was the
son of your...
And then, when did you meet and then
move? Well, that was in 1927, after we got out of school in May. I went up to Cleveland right the day after I graduated, and my mama was already there, and got a job right away. And I met Paul soon after that down there. That was about a year before we got married. They started out, all the telephone operators on split shift. You were new, you went right on the split shift, and as I was within walking distance, it turned out okay, but took up most of my day and evening, so I didn't have too much time for dating.
So So what were the hours like?
Well, as I remember, I went to work about 10 to 12:30, something like that, and then I go home. Then I have to go back again. I think about 5:30, work till 10. Anyway, worked out, split up, so there was 8 hours split up. There was shorter shift in the morning and longer shift in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
So then Paul would come pick me up and walk me home. And
mm-hmm.
So.
Was there a union at that time?
No, at least I don't remember anything of it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, what kinds of things did you do today?
We walked a lot. Of course, he was from a small town. He was from Mount Vernon, Ohio, and he had just gone to the city, you know. And there was plenty of different places to walk where we haven't been before. In fact, most of the things, he'd take me to movies, you know. We used to like to go, the museum was out our side of town. It was far enough, we had to go on a streetcar to get there, but we used to frequently go out to the museum on Sunday afternoon. And, I didn't do anything very exciting.
What was he doing?
I can't remember what he was doing when I first met him.
Mm-hmm.
Later on, he got a job with a Mack truck company.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure that wasn't what he was doing when I first met him. Mm-hmm. I haven't any idea now.
Do you, looking at the film, had you planned that you would continue working there, or were you still wanting to go back to school?
Well, I guess when I found my mother wasn't going to be able to send me to school, but I just gave up the idea. That's been one of my faults all my life. I give up too easy. Now, so then my mother, she'd have persevered and found some way to go,
mm-hmm.
you know, but I figured, well, it takes money to go to college, and she hasn't got the money, and
mm-hmm.
I haven't got the money, and so that was that. I couldn't go.
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't ever heard too much about people being able to borrow money and go to college, although I understand her later that there was at least one girl in my class that I knew about that borrowed money and went to college. And
mm-hmm.
and if I had known about that, I would say I was awful stupid.
When you went to work at the phone, had you did it seem like something you
continued
to do then?
Yeah, I enjoyed the work. I've always enjoyed everything I did. And, you know, my life has kind of fallen from one thing into another, and I've always, whatever it was, I enjoyed it. And in fact, they were training me and I to be a supervisor later, you know, and we're giving me a little special training and getting me. But of course, that wouldn't have come right away, but, you know, I was going to.
Do you remember your first paycheck?
No, I can't, actually.
Mm-hmm. Did you spend your own, did you keep your own money?
Well, I remember I tipped out $3 for spending money and gave it to Mama.
Mm-hmm.
and I didn't do anything all that exciting with $3 with money.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Did the budget change so much?
Well, she was, of course, had been handling money for years in her business, and naturally it was no problem to her to,
mm-hmm.
to handle the financial part, and I, you know, I didn't pay any attention to that. I just left it up to her.
Mm-hmm. Did you have plans
Well, no, I hadn't. I always said that I was jinxed by being born under the sign of the Virgin, and sex wasn't a real big thing in my life. I mean, you know, now girls nowadays, I mean, you know, if you haven't got a boyfriend or something, you know, you're just out of it. And I just never got around to worrying about it. And Paul came into my life before, you know, maybe if I'd gone on and on without, you know, having I went out one night with one of the other fellows here at the boarding house, and that was a... He just took me out on the... well, it wasn't out in the country, but anyway, you know, he wanted to wrestle, and boy, that was something real new to me. I had a heck of a time persuading him I wasn't interested in that and getting back home again.
Had your mother explained anything to you at all about it?
Well, not really.
Mm-hmm. Had you learned it from anywhere else?
Well, naturally, you know how kids talk things over, but I was very naive.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Had you talked at all about birth control or anything like that?
No, that wasn't. Mm-hmm.
So you just
found
yourself out there
trying to get stuff. Needless to say, I never went out with him again. I'm sure he wasn't interested in going out with me again.
Mm-hmm. So, you what
was it
before you did? I mean, what
was it
like
for
you
deciding
to get married?
Well, Paul and I, we, you know, went together. So it was for several months. And we just kind of, I must say he was more interested in getting married than I was, but I figured, well, I can't go to art school, I might as well get married. No, it wasn't just like that, but I mean, you know, I figured my life wasn't going to be what I'd planned, but
when were you?
In 1928.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother, we all lived together. I mean, we didn't go out and get ourselves a separate apartment or anything. We, you know, he moved in with us in our apartment there.
Mm-hmm.
And we stayed that one place for a while, and then we decided to get a bigger, we rented a house then, I remember.
Mm-hmm.
Hoytzlarn Avenue. I hadn't thought of that for years. And so we all moved into there, and we had more room than we did in the apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And we lived there not too many months. Well, just again, because I got pregnant right away. And it was a couple months the time I was due. He was working for the Mack Truck Company by that time,
mm-hmm.
and they wanted to transfer him to Akron.
Mm-hmm.
So that was when we moved to Akron, and then Mama and Graham went back to Geneva.
Mm-hmm. How did your mother and younger both of you get married?
Well, Paul was a nice boy, and they were happy mm-hmm. about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we were right about almost the same age. He was about 6 months. Well, he was born in February, and I was born in September the same year. So
mm-hmm.
we were pretty close in age.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to think, my grandmother didn't go back to Geneva then, just my mother, because my grandmother was with us in Akron. We moved her over Mm-hmm. We've got an apartment in a four family building there. Mm-hmm. And she was, because I remember she was with us when Bill was born. Sometimes I look back and, you know, it's kind of hard to displace things.
Uh-huh.
And, but
so when you were, did you quit working?
Yeah, back in those days, you know, you real couldn't keep on, you got married and you quit, so I quit.
Mm-hmm.
And,
so had you thought at all that you might have been working again?
No, I hadn't thought that far ahead.
Mm-hmm. Had you planned to have children when you built?
Well, people had children, you know. That was a logical consequence.
Yeah, have you talked about any family size or anything like that?
Well, we figured we'd, you know, maybe have two or three children. But I mean, you know, we didn't have to say, well, we're going to have just one or we're going to have 12 or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you said you were pregnant long after you married?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And we we got this apartment here, and after I went to a doctor. Well, I went to a doctor back in Cleveland. I went to the same doctor that cured Mama of the ulcers, and he said, "Wanda, you know, I was pregnant and I was fine, healthy. It was no big thing, you know."
Mm-hmm.
And I'd never heard of prenatal care or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that didn't bother me. I didn't have any problems. I think I didn't even have morning sicknesses more than about once with each of my kids. And,
mm-hmm.
and we moved to Akron. But I say, I think it was just about 2 months before Bill was born. So finally, we decided we'd better get us a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to somebody that was recommended to us. Mm-hmm. Paul's older brother and his wife lived in Akron. They were about the only people we knew. They were the only people that I can really remember from there, except we had such a nice landlord.
Mm-hmm.
But I never cared too much for Akron, but anyway, we went to this doctor. He was very nice, and he said he'd take us, and he didn't put me on any prenatal care or anything like that. I thought it was 50 years ago, and things were a lot,
mm-hmm.
lot different in those days.
Mm-hmm.
And we went on and. I didn't plan to go to the hospital. People had the babies at home.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have any hospital plans or anything like that. So I woke up one morning. It was on a Saturday, and I started having my pains. And so I called the doctor right away, and he was in surgery and couldn't come. And so he sent another doctor, and we liked him so well, we kept him for our doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a very easy delivery. I think I started having pains about 6 o'clock in the morning, and Bill was born before noon.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no trauma.
Mm-hmm. What time
was
he born?
Oh, he was born March 30th, that was 1929.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not long after that,
The
depression started.
Yeah, well, actually, the depression started for me back when, about the time I graduated, Mama lost her business, as far as I was concerned, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, you know, that was depression times after that. But Paul had a job, and we didn't think about it as, you know, being too bad right then,
mm-hmm.
as long as he was working. And I had my daughter then was born Carol. She was born in October 1930, so there's about 19 months difference between them.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul was still working then. We broke up in 1933. In the meantime, I don't know whether he left. I think he left my cup, went to work for the telephone company. I think it was, you know, was a better job for him.
What have you been doing for that?
Well, he was a mechanic. He was a wonderful mechanic. He could do anything, practically.
Mm-hmm.
He, when he was kid growing up, you know, he had jobs after school, and he'd work for a plumber, and he could do plumbing, and he could do electrical work, and you know, there just practically wasn't anything at his hands that he couldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
That he was interested in radio. Radio was a big thing back then, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He kept a couple boxes of parts, and he could sit down and one evening build a radio set, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to listen to radio. I practically didn't have one most of the time because he'd be taking it apart, making it, taking it over another circuit.
Uh-huh.
You had a son that was born in
1929.
Mm-hmm. Paul William.
Mm-hmm. And then your second son?
Carol. Born in 1930. He just had his 50th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, my son is dead now. He was killed in a work accident in 1973. Yeah, those are the only children I have.
With your husband, who managed the budget in the house?
Well, I wasn't very, very smart with money, and because my mom had always done the thing, and she hadn't ever figured, well, you know, I better learn about it, or maybe she thought I was smart enough that I should know about it. But Paul kind of managed, but, well, you know, we had so much money coming in, we had certain things we had to do with it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
like paying the rent, and he paid the rent, and I bought the groceries, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it was sounding more or less cooperative.
Mm.
Kind of between the two of us.
Mm-hmm.
If either one of us was dominant, it probably was him.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
But he didn't do things without without, you know, consulting me.
Mm-hmm.
But I was really, I look back and I wasn't smart enough to be married. I didn't really know from nothing. Not like the kids nowadays, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a situation. And I had never had an example of marriage. I mean, you know, I never had a father at home, and I really didn't know what it was all about as I look back now.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I would say that I look back and think I was so stupid in different times in my life that I didn't know what was important, what wasn't important.
Mm-hmm.
How were you
feeling at the time being married? How were you feeling about being married?
Oh, well, I wasn't unhappy or anything like that, but like I say, I I just wasn't as smart as I should have been. And now it's hard to put it into words, but after a while, the reason we broke up, my husband found somebody else, you know. But I always said, if I had been smarter, that was something that wouldn't have happened, you know. I can't say, well, if I hadn't done this or I hadn't done that or I had done this or that, put my finger on any one thing, but if I'd been as smart as I should have been, I probably never would have happened, but it did, and that was, so.
How did you find out about that?
Well, finally he told me. I mean, I didn't suspect anything, or, you know. He went, of course, was going out some evenings, and I can't remember why he said, but whatever it was, it satisfied me, and I just, you know, didn't doubt him or suspect him or anything, so. But,
Was that hard on you
at the time? Well, yeah, naturally it tore me all up, but, so eventually he didn't want to give her up, and I think she was one of these women that once she got hold of a man, she wasn't about to let him go, you know, she wouldn't, we decided to break it up, and, it never occurred to me. I had grown up in a family where women could take care of themselves, and it never occurred to me that I couldn't do that either. Even dumb as I was, I figured I could take care of myself and my kids, you know, some way I could do it. And where some, even nowadays, some girls feel helpless, you know, if it was, you know, it's all a point of view. We decided then that, and he asked his mother, and so I went, the kids and I went to Mount Vernon and to stay with his mother, that was in 1933, I think.
Was it hard to go to his family then at that time?
Well, his mother was a wonderful woman, and my mother was out in California by that time. If my mother had been around that part of the country, well, I probably naturally would have gone back to live with her, but she was married again and living out here in California, and so his mother was the only, and with a couple small kids, I'd have to be, I couldn't be just on my own, I had to be someplace where it could be taken care of. So kids and I moved in with her, and we lived with her for about 4 years. Maybe 32 or 33. I always figure, well, I lived with her for 4 years, and I left in 1936, so in December 1936. So